Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Somali-based al-Shabaab militant group has acknowledged a U.S. airstrike on one of its camps, but dismisses the casualty figure, calling it exaggerated. Monday, the U.S. said both manned and unmanned aircraft Saturday killed more than 150 al-Shabaab fighters preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the target was a camp called Rosso, north of Mogadishu.
This is a good example of how the United States military can use our resources and capabilities in partnership with forces on the ground, in this case, African Union forces, to counter extremism and protect the United States and our interests.
A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. learned the fighters were set to depart the camp, posing an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces. European Union leaders Tuesday said they've reached a possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey and confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. They agreed to give Turkey more money to help care for refugees, ease visa requirements for Turks, and speed up Ankara's membership in the 28-member EU. Ahmet Davutoğlu is the Turkish prime minister.
This is a humanitarian process helping refugees, but at the same time, it is a strategic issue for us as Turkey that Turkey will be integrated to EU, and Turkish-EU relation will create a new momentum in international field, because this Syrian issue showed us very clearly that there is a need of a much more sophisticated, integrated strategy between Turkey and EU.
A two-day summit scheduled March 17 is expected to finalize a commitment and agree on a deal the leaders hope will allow a return to normalcy at their borders by year's end. This is VOA News. Iran Tuesday said it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country to show its, quote, deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the U.S. imposed new sanctions against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. South Korea Tuesday imposed new sanctions on North Korea over its latest nuclear test and rocket launch. They include an expanded number of individuals and entities blacklisted and a ban on vessels docked in North Korean ports from entering South Korean waters. Monday, the U.S. said it takes threats of nuclear attack by the North seriously. The warning came from Pyongyang as the U.S. and South Korea launched war exercises. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do take those threats seriously and again call on Pyongyang to cease with the provocative rhetoric, cease with the threats, and quite frankly, more critically, cease the provocative behavior, the actual conduct that has led now to yet another round of international sanctions, the toughest that have been executed now in decades against Pyongyang.
He referenced last week's unanimous UN Security Council resolution approved in the wake of that North Korea nuclear test and the rocket launch. At least 10 people have been killed between rival militia in the first violence in Central African Republic since Faustin Archange Touadéra was sworn in as president last week. The violence late Saturday occurred in the central town Bambari, with local officials suggesting it may have been a reprisal attack. Pakistan's military Tuesday said its fresh airstrikes killed another 21 militants in the rest of North Waziristan tribal region near the Afghan border. The action came as the death toll in Monday's suicide bombing at a court compound in the northwest town of Shabkadar rose to 17. National Football League quarterback Peyton Manning has decided to go out on top after 18 seasons, announcing his retirement just a month after he helped the Denver Broncos win the Super Bowl. An emotional 39-year-old Manning held a news conference.
When I look back on my NFL career, I'll know without a doubt that I gave everything I had to help my teams walk away with a win. There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me.
Manning retires as the all-time leader in regular season touchdown passes and yards. He won the NFL's Most Valuable Player 5 times, the only quarterback to lead 2 different franchises to Super Bowl victories. President Obama has ordered flags at the White House and all federal buildings to be lowered to half-staff as a mark of respect to the memory of former First Lady Nancy Reagan. The wife of the 40th president, Ronald Reagan, died Sunday of congestive heart failure at the age of 94. She is to be buried beside her husband at the Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, on Friday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.